Welcome back to our channel, Exposing the Great Australian Government. In this video, we'll be looking at the Lands document, which will show you what these purported politicians have done behind your backs and behind closed doors to take away any ownership that you had under our 1901 Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act as proclaimed and gazetted. Don't forget to like and share these videos, as all Australians need to see what these political parties and purported politicians have done behind our backs. And don't forget to subscribe for our future videos. All relevant documents can all be found under this video. We welcome anyone to prove this information incorrect, but please back it up with the facts. We will respond to every question as long as it is on topic. Let's get into it. All States Australia Acts Request Act 1985, land. How political parties took ownership of all land in their Australia through the back door by changing the enacting manner and form, changed the definitions of Commonwealth of Australia, bypassed royal assent, and changed the definition of land. Religious leaders sold their souls and helped the political parties remove our titles to our land. All States Australia Acts Request Act 1985, land. Treason from within. I can explain this to you, I can't comprehend it for you. When we wake up, Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901 as proclaimed and gazetted. Part 2. The Senate. 7. The Senate. The Senate shall be composed of senators for each state, directly chosen by the people of the state, voting until the Parliament otherwise provides as one electorate, not by political parties.
These senators in the system represent the state. That's why it's as one electorate. All senators represent their relevant states. This idea that they represent political parties, like you've got one nation representing one nation, and they, every time they're talking, half the time they're talking, they're in a Senate with where there's no people but from them in it, and they're standing in front of a bloody corporation seal. These people are not representing us in any way, shape or form. They're representing only their political party. Senators are supposed to represent, under our system, the state.
Part 3. The House of Representatives. 24. Constitution of House of Representatives. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members directly chosen by the people of the Commonwealth, and the number of such members shall be, as nearly as practicable, twice the number of the senators, not by political parties.
These members of the House of Representatives represent that area, not the political parties. What you got to remember here is, when you have a representative, you can walk into his office and enough of you can say what you want and what you would be best, and advise him what you want for your area, and then he can represent you. When you have a political party representative, he represents the political party. He'll just tell you straight. It's not within the party's power, interest to even help you out. So all he's doing is representing the party. And these people are running around as MPs. What the hell's an MP? These people are supposed to be MHRs, members of the House of Representatives, not MPs.
So we've got the Australian Labor Party, which equals a political party, which equals treason. We've got Katter's Australian Party, Liberal National Party, the Greens, Animal Justice Party, One Nation, the Great Australia Party, and how many other parties are out there? And they all equal political parties, which equal treason.
All sitting in, purporting to sit into our parliament, purporting to represent us when they don't.
Federal political party corporations have a boardroom called the Senate. They have a meeting place called the House of Representatives. For their corporation, they have a clown purportedly called the Governor General, for their corporate, sovereign, independent and federal nation in a geographical sense. All state political party corporations have a clown purportedly called the Governor for their sovereign, independent and federal nation in a geographical sense. These corporations have no crown and constitutional authority. None of the above so-called political parties have any authority over anybody outside their corporations. Political party purported Governor General and all state political party governors sit in treason. And that's the part, again, that they've... it's still in the Constitution, but it's not. They don't look at it.
This is how they changed our Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act. They don't recognise royal assent. They can't get royal assent, whether they recognise it or not. But they can't get it. So in this system, they don't consolidate Section 58 forward. It's still in there, but as a pretense that they haven't taken it out. But they under this, they're changing our Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act 1901 is proclaimed and gazetted without actually taking the words out, but doing it behind our backs.
So we come to the money section. In the top left-hand corner, you've got a so-called $5 note and a $50 note. But they've all got United States patents with the kangaroo and the emu. If you have a look in the little black circle, hold it up to the light, you'll see the kangaroo and the emu trademark in there. So the trademark office serial number is 89000474, and it's Political Party Australia Republic Currency. And in this series of dollar notes, the $100 is a dollar or one with two zeros. The so-called $50 is a five with a zero. The $20,
It's an O.
A $2, or the two with an O. You've got the $10 with a one and an O, and $5. All have the treasonous political party republic seal within. The debt of this counterfeit dollar belongs to the treasonous political parties and their members, not the people as established under our Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act. In 1965, all state governors and parliaments agreed to create the dollar outside our Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901 as proclaimed and gazetted. Therefore, the dollar being counterfeit, all contracts with the dollar are fraud. Fraud within any contract makes the contract void. All loans in the dollar, housing, property, farms, and businesses are void. So the Commonwealth of Australia, the enacting manner and form, year was 1972. Be it enacted by the Queen's Most Excellent Majesty, the Senate and the House of Representatives of the Commonwealth of Australia, which equals Crown and Constitutional Authority. Then in 1973 it was changed. Be it therefore enacted by the Queen, the Senate and the House of Representatives of Australia. Now note that Most Excellent Majesty and Commonwealth have been removed. So Most Excellent Majesty, Royal Assent has been removed.
These enacting manner and forms are a major part of Royal Assent. They're slowly but surely just removing everything out, a little bit at a time, just so we don't notice what's going on.
Commonwealth, Quicken Garran's Annotated Constitution, Commonwealth, page 927. Quote, attention is particularly drawn to this definition of Commonwealth, which is clear and unchallengeable, according to the express wording of the preamble and the first six clauses of the Imperial Act. So constitutional definitions went from this, Acts Interpretation Act, number 2 of 1901. Constitutional and official definitions, the Commonwealth. So 17, in any act, unless the contrary intention appears, A, The Commonwealth shall mean the Commonwealth of Australia. And then on the right you've got Australia. B, Australia includes the whole of the Commonwealth. To this treason, no referendum. This act was done while sitting within the walls of our Parliament. Acts Interpretation Act, No. 79 of 1973. Be it enacted by the Queen, the Senate and the House of Representatives of Australia as follows, which is the wrong enacting manner and form. Constitutional and official definitions. 4. 1. Section 17 of the Principal Act is amended. A. By omitting paragraphs A and B and substituting the following paragraph. A. Australia, or the Commonwealth, means the Commonwealth of Australia, and when used in a geographical sense. Treasonous political party created for their Commonwealth of Australia. Australian Electoral Act, Office Act 1973.
This Electoral Act removes any, how would you put it, royalty or any authority to the elections that are from this time forward. You don't have a Governor General to write a writ for a start, and the Australia Electoral Office is done under their definition of Australia. So you've got no guarantee that the whole Australian electoral system under their system is not rigged. It's a corporation, so you've got a whole system that they can do what they want, and when you vote into their corporation, when you don't have shares in their corporation, it's illegal to vote in a corporation when you don't have shares, and it's illegal for the corporation to enforce you to vote when you don't have shares, because it's the whole system is we're not within and they're not within ours.
So all elections and referendums are now held under political party corporations and their changed definitions. The Australian Citizenship Act of 1973. Australian citizens swear their oath to the Queen of Australia.
Here, remember, they removed the preamble and the first six clauses in the enacting manner and form. By removing the preamble, the first words of the preamble are whereas the people of, and then it names all the states. So they, in this system, they removed the living out of their acts, because their acts are in a geographical sense, which means writing on a piece of paper. So you can't have the living within that system. And under this system here, Australian Citizenship Act, in swearing your oath to the Queen of Australia, you're an abstract entity and your names are in capital letters.
So, Royal Style and Titles Act, 1973. Treasonous political parties create their so-called parliament parallel to ours.
This whole system, in this Royal Styles and Titles Act, they're trying to make it seem like they've taken the Royal Styles and Titles Act out of 1953. What they did here, this, the Royal Styles and Titles Act was three pages. The Proclamation and Gazette is five pages. They created a whole parliament system under their five pages. And the Royal Styles and Titles Act of 1953 was removed on the 31st of December 1973, while we were all enjoying the old year in and the old year out and the new year in. So they're sneaking out what they don't want us to know about.
So political parties created their own private Commonwealth of Australia as a sovereign, independent and federal nation in a geographical sense. Nothing but writing on paper. So God not being our God.
This whole system here, this is all out of their five pages.
So Governor General of Australia, Royal Great Seal, Government of Australia, Queen of Australia, Our Sign Manual, Great Seal of Australia, Parliament of Australia, Our Royal Proclamation, Our Australian Parliament, Elizabeth R. Now Elizabeth R. R stands for the Latin Regina, meaning Queen. This creates Elizabeth R for the political parties, Elizabeth II by the grace of God Queen of Australia.
Yeah, at the top here we've got God not being our God. Now remember in the change of the enacting matter and form, in our system of when they took removed it, or they haven't removed it, but they don't consolidate the preamble. In our preamble, we have humbly relying on the blessings of Almighty God. That they don't consolidate. So in other words, they don't bring it forward. So their God and their system would be satanic or Lutheran or whatever you want to call it.
So Lands Acquisition Act 1973. Political parties changed definition of land from yards to metres for their Australia. The Family Court of Australia Act 1975. Federal Court of Australia Act 1976. Australian Federal Police Act 1979. High Court of Australia Act 1979, all under the treasonous political party's Queen of Their Australia and their Great Seal of Their Australia. Therefore, no crown and constitutional authority, just writing on paper. Remember, whereas the people established and under our primary law, Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901 as proclaimed and gazetted, and all state constitution acts at 1901 are a constitutional monarchy. Under the above, we have every right known to mankind. Clause 6, definitions. The Commonwealth shall mean the Commonwealth of Australia as established under this act. Original states shall mean such states as are parts of the Commonwealth at its establishment. Australia Acts Request Act 1985. The Queensland Governor sold his soul to the Queensland political parties by using the Royal Coat of Arms and the Crown enacting manner and form, purporting to give the Treasonous Act Crown authority. So what do you gain by selling your soul? So Australia Acts Request Act 1985. These treasonous political parties have enacted their Australia Acts Request Act 1985 in the pretense that it had and has Crown authority, royal assent. An act to enable the constitutional arrangements affecting the Commonwealth and the states to be brought into conformity with the status of the Commonwealth of Australia as a sovereign, independent and federal nation, and place their corporation seal and copyrighted to their changed constitutional definitions of our primary law, an act to constitute the Commonwealth of Australia 9th of July 1900 equals total treason.
Just go back on that a little bit. That seal on the side there on the right hand side, that was created in the under the Royal Styles and Titles Act, in their proclamation and gazette, they created that for their system. That's got the Roman symbol underneath it, and the states like Victoria has changed their seal for there, Queensland has changed theirs, and South Australia has changed theirs, and therefore with enough changes they can copyright the seal. The whole thing is done under a fraudulent system of look alike and sound alike, but it's not the fact or what it's supposed to be.
So the question must be asked, when was the referendum to create the status of the Commonwealth of Australia as a sovereign, independent federal nation in a geographical sense? In the Oxford Dictionary, status is a noun, the official classification given to a country. Conformity is a noun, compliance with conventions, rules or law. By using the word status, the political parties have dictated that. That is the definition of their Commonwealth of Australia as a sovereign, independent and federal nation in a geographical sense. Therefore, the state political parties, by joining that system, their definition changed from being an original states shall mean such states as are parts of the Commonwealth at its establishment. to the treasonous political party, sovereign, independent and federal nation in a geographical sense, which equals treason. Queensland, under the status of a sovereign, independent and federal nation in a geographical sense, political parties took ownership of everything. Land is now measured in metres. The status of the Commonwealth of Australia as a sovereign, independent and federal nation in a geographical sense. Everything is now registered to the Queensland government. No more government of Queensland. Treasonous courts, under their political party masters, don't recognise a Crown deed of grant held in fee simple and guaranteed by the defender of the faith. Under the treasonous political parties, their Queensland, the people have no rights and are the owners of nothing.
While we're still talking about the land in that system, what they've done, the definition of land includes the buildings on it. So your house, you don't own jack shit. That's being very polite, what these people have done. And like we keep saying, political parties are not within our Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act. But you've got to realise that this is just a coup d'etat and take over everything. And we are just chattels to be bought and sold in their system. We're not even recognised as living in their system, because when they removed our preamble, whereas the people, they don't recognise us as living. So if you're not living, you don't own anything. And our rates that we pay for these extortion racket councils is the rent that we pay to political parties. It's time to wake up, people.
Paying rent to live in your own house. So I can explain this to you. I can't comprehend it for you. When we wake up, Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901 as proclaimed and gazetted. Part 2. The Senate. 7. The Senate. The Senate shall be composed of senators for each state directly chosen by the people of the state, voting until the parliament otherwise provides as one electorate, not by political parties.
This is the same as before. The one electorate, all senators are supposed to, under our Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act, are supposed to represent the state. That is, whether Queensland, New South Wales, whatever state they're under and they're voted into, they represent that whole state.
Part 3. The House of Representatives. 24. Constitution of House of Representatives. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members directly chosen by the people of the Commonwealth, and the number of such members shall be, as nearly as practicable, twice the number of the senators, not by political parties.
As I said before, this the House of Representatives are members of the House of Representatives. They are supposed to be MHRs, not MPs as they are today. They're in a system, they're telling us that they're not representing us. They're MPs, members of political parties. Wake up. These a member of the House of Representatives only represents his own area, his or her own area. This system of they represent the political party, no. They're supposed to represent us and their electorate, whatever they're in. And that way we can talk to them, we can make sure they're doing what our electorate wants. Like, there's a different idea and live when you live in a city or when you live in a country. There's a difference. And we've got to have our members represent us in our electorates.
So treasonous political parties, status of their Queensland as a sovereign, independent and federal nation, where the treasonous political parties own the governors, courts, police, which are mercenaries, all land, and the executive government is now the Crown. So you've got pile of shit on the left, then you've got their Queensland Parliament seal, where you can see the flag, she's standing in front of it, which is treason. Elizabeth II, Queen of Australia, and their Supreme Court, Queensland. Then we go to these traitors. So the above six so-called Queensland governors all sold their souls to the treasonous political parties, all appointed by public seal of the state. The state has taken ownership of the crown. Therefore, all six governors sit in treason. These treasonous governors have no crown and constitutional authority, therefore can't give royal assent to any act. All states are the same. That's why every state parliament tells us all acts from 1986 forward are only purported acts with purported enactments. Walter Campbell was the so-called governor of Queensland that sold his soul to the treasonous political parties and enacted their Australia Acts Request Act 1985, number 69, and purportedly gave it royal assent. So, Queensland Parliament running two sets of books. Parliament of Queensland is not the Queensland Parliament. So, on the left,
I'll just explain. We've got political pretend crown acts. This is in 1991 when they're running two sets of books. You've got, if you go into Queensland legislation and then go into sections year 1991 and you go up to section act number 29, and if you download that act, it will have the Royal Coat of Arms on it. Now, if you go outside of the Parliamentary Library and you go into the university or onto the internet, and you got on the right hand side private acts copyrighted, fraudulent copy of private functionary seal used for political party sovereign independent federal nation, you've got the same act as on the left hand side. You've got the Transport Infrastructure Roads Act of 1991, Act number 29 of 1991, and you go, and on the right hand side it's Act number 30. So from Act number 29 to Act number 30, they've changed their system on the internet. That's the only place they've changed it. And then they've copyrighted that act, the State of Queensland, 1991, but it's the same act. And what you've got to realise, in this act, we are not between that fraudulent seal and the copyright. And we're not even under this damn thing on the other side, because this governor here sits in fraud since 1985 forward, when they changed the definition of the governor. This clown in Parliament at this time is still using the Royal Coat of Arms, which is actual total fraud, because you can't use a seal for what would not pass the seal, and this is a crown seal, so he's basically on the verge of treason there, because in a sense he's taken out the crown and the Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act, but still using their system as the pretense that it's still valid. Now we go to the next ones down. The Supreme Court Act of Queensland 1991, Act number 68 of 1991, and we go across to the other side. You've got Queensland, the fraudulent seal. Now they haven't even made this seal to this date, because they made this seal in 1997, but it's a fraudulent way of slowly bringing it in, so we just get used to looking at it. And as you can see, the part that they change, which is the crown between it and at the top, you can't even tell what the hell it is, and it's like just a mess of a seal. And there, the Supreme Court Act of 1991, Act number 68 of 1991, and copyrighted the State of Queensland 1991. So this is, they just wiped out anybody thinking that the Supreme Court has act is a valid act. It's just and the people sitting in it are should have knowledge by the to get to the Supreme Court Act, they should have knowledge of what it is. And I know for a fact that I've been in the Supreme Court a number of times, and they definitely had knowledge of the treason that they created. Then we go down a bit further, and we've got the Child Care Act of 1991, Act number 97 of 1991. We go across to the fraudulent side. We got Child Care Act 1991, Act number 79 of 1991, and copyrighted the State of Queensland 1991. And keep remembering, we're not between the seal and the copyright. Corporations can copyright seals, copyright acts, what they do for themselves. But if it's a public act, it cannot be copyrighted. These are private acts. They cannot be, we are not between the seal and the copyright. And just taking that a bit further, you go to your Local Government Act of 1993. It's got that seal, which you can actually see what it is now, and it's copyrighted. So that's a corporation. Wake up. It's just an extortion racket. And this is proving that point. Now you go down to the Traffic Act Amendment Act. This is your damn cops. 1991, Act number 80 of 1991. Traffic Amendment Act of 1991 and Act number 80 of 1991. Copyrighted State of Queensland. So wake up, people. This is not our system.
So this is not our Queensland, as established under our primary law, Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901, as proclaimed and gazetted, as one of the original states, shall mean such states as are parts of the Commonwealth at its establishment. So it's treason within. Treasonous political parties' status of their Queensland as a sovereign, independent and federal nation in a geographical sense, where the treasonous political parties own the governors, courts, police, mercenaries, all land, and the executive government is now the crown. So we come back to the treasonous political parties created their own treasonous parliament. So our parliament went from this on the left-hand side, Parliament of Queensland, by the people, for the people, with this rag standing in front of a towel with a fake seal on it, to this fake seal, Queensland Parliament, which equals treason. So the Lands Acquisition Act 1973. Political parties changed the definition of land from yards to metres for their Australia. Therefore, this Queensland joined that system in 1985. And there's that first seal that Dick was talking about, that you can't make out what it is. This treasonous seal has no crown and constitutional authority. By using this seal, it's life in prison with hard labour. Also, it's treason because you have removed our Queen and our primary law, Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901, as proclaimed and gazetted. Queensland Government Landholding Amendment Act 1992. Land held by Queensland Government. 15A(1). The Crown, in the right of the state, may, under this Act, acquire, hold, and deal with land under the name Queensland Government. 2. A fee or charge is not payable under this Act in respect of the lodgement and registration of a transfer of land to, or a lease of land by, the Crown in right of the state under the name Queensland Government.
On that there, instead of, like, under our Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act, if this land is taken, it's to be paid in a proper system. They have just taken ownership of land and never paid 1 cent for it. They've just taken the whole of Queensland land. And this is the same in every state. Nobody owns anything in this, under this system. They're Australia, and now each state in a sovereign, independent, federal nation in a geographical sense. They've turned around and taken it without having to lodge or just, they haven't had to spend 1 cent, they've just taken it.
Deceitful. Alright.
Oh, and their crown in this system in 1992 is the Queen of Australia, so you couldn't pay her anyway because she's only writing on a piece of paper.
Only persons authorised to deal with Queensland Government land, 15B. Only the minister or a person authorised by the minister may deal with land held under the name Queensland Government. You got the traitor on the left-hand side again, in front of a treasonous flag. You've got the treasonous seal here. Under this treasonous parliament, government that owns and controls all lands, uses their private courts, university professors of law, lawyers enforcing treason to ensure local government's control over treason, political parties' land. Police, mercenaries as backup.
This here, this certificate of title is the top of my certificate of title. It is, like it said up the top there, only persons authorised by the minister and the Queensland Government may deal in land. So you've got their corporation seal, Queensland Government. Now, if anybody in Queensland has got a certificate of title, this will be the top of it. It is total treason. It is, I can't get it any worse than treason, but it should be treason dozens of times over, because it's a political coup against the whole of our Commonwealth of Australia, our states as established under our Commonwealth as original states, under established at the Commonwealth. This is why we end up with councils as extortion rackets. We've always had councils, but like it says in the Council Act of 1993, local government as established under this act, and it's copyrighted to this seal and that seal, and it's copyrighted. It's just total treason, takeover of an extortion at its worst.
Queensland Government is the corporation. 15B. Only the minister or a person authorised by the minister may deal with land held under the name Queensland Government. Total treason. All states created local government acts under the treasonous political party's definition of the status of their states being sovereign, independent, and federal nation in a geographical sense. Local Government Act 1993, number 95, Tasmania. Local Government Act 1993, number 30, New South Wales. Local Government Act 1989, number 11, Victoria. Local Government Act 1995, number 74, Western Australia. Local Government Act 1999, number 62, South Australia. Local Government Act 1993, number 70, Queensland.
The Local Government Act for Victoria, 1989, number 11 for Victoria. That's another little bit of a con job, because Victoria joined the Sovereign Independent Federal Nation in 1975, and they made local governments under that, and they were still purporting to use the Royal Coat of Arms and that sort of, and in the acting manner and form, purporting to be as if they were, Victoria still was under the proper Victoria. But see, Victoria's been under the treasonous sovereign independent federal nations in a geographical sense since 1975.
The above six acts are political party corporation extortion rackets. Treasonous public seal of the state. This is the fraudulent copy of the seal of Queensland, seal of the state, trading as purported Queensland Parliament, Queensland Government, Queensland Court, Queensland Police, mercenaries, political parties, treasonous republic. Local Government Act 1993, number 70, for treasonous political parties Queensland as a sovereign, independent and federal nation in a geographical sense, assented to on the 7th of December 1993. The Parliament of Queensland enacts.
This Parliament of Queensland enacts is just total crap. Remember, in the enacting manner and form, they removed the Queen and the word Commonwealth? Well, they've done the same thing here. They removed the enacting manner and form for what Queensland's supposed to have. It's just another way of telling you they're not within our Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act 1901, as proclaimed and gazetted, or the Queensland's Constitution Act 1867.
So it's not Crown enacting manner and form, and it has no royal assent. So part 3, interpretation, definitions. 4, in this act, local government means a local government established under this act. This purported act starts on the 7th of December 1993.
You've got to realise that the word established means it starts from now. It wasn't, like people say, but we've always had a local government. We have always had a council, and the council used to be not a problem. They used to look after the roads and look after the parks and mow the lawns and all that sort of thing. But it was a small unit. Since they've turned around and created these local government acts, they've built dirty big buildings, employ mobs of people shuffling paper all around the place and enforcing treason.
So it copyrighted the State of Queensland, 1993. We the people, as established under our primary law, Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901, as proclaimed and gazetted, residing within our State of Queensland, as an original states, shall mean such states as are parts of the Commonwealth at its establishment. We are not between the fraudulent company seal and the copyright. Religious leaders have sold their souls to the treasonous political parties to take away our land right ownership by removing the Church of England, Defender of the Faith. Queensland Anglican Church of Australia Act, 1977. New South Wales Anglican Church of Australia Act, 1976, number 21. Victorian Anglican Church of Australia Constitution Act, 1977. Number 8,984. South Australia Anglican Church of Australia Constitution Act, 1977, number 90. Tasmania Anglican Church of Australia Constitution Act, 1977, number 90. Western Australia Anglican Church of Australia Act, 1976, number 121. Australian Capital Territory Anglican Church of Australia Ordinance 1980. Northern Territory Anglican Church of Australia Ordinance 1978, number 5.
This here, see, our deed of grant, our Crown deed of grant, was guaranteed by the Defender of the Faith, which is the Church of England. They changed all this and removed the Church of England all through all these acts. It was all done behind our backs, and it's a form. So these political parties, I was in court when David Walters handed up Cathburn's deed of grant, Crown deed of grant, and the judge said in court, "I cannot look at. Don't hand that up to me in this court. I cannot look at it." This is how corrupt we have become. These courts. And not courts at all, they're just political party pieces of utter shit. They've actually stolen our whole lives. Everybody that's lives in a home, owns a home, or thinks they own a home, we don't own anything. And these religious leaders have sold us all out, as well as the political parties.
Religious leaders have sold their souls to the treasonous political parties. Also helped remove Common Law of England, where under our primary law, Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901, as proclaimed and gazetted, we have every right known to man. Law and Justice Legislation Amendment Act 1988, Commonwealth Act Number 120 of 1988, which amended Section 80 of the Judiciary Act 1903, Commonwealth Act Number 6, Common Law to Govern, replacing Common Law of England with Common Law in Australia. The Christian religion is, in most English-speaking countries, recognised as a part of the Common Law. There is an abundant authority for saying that Christianity is a part and parcel of the law of the land. By the treasonous political parties changing Common Law of England to Common Law in their Australia, this is how the treasonous political parties changed our primary law, Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901, as proclaimed and gazetted, via the back door, which equals treason. And there's their seal statute law, miscellaneous provisions, number 81 of 1997, scheduled 1, arms of the state, which equals the executive government. Part 1, the heraldic description. For arms per fess the chief or the base per pale sable and gules, in chief a bull's head, kiboshed in profile, muzzled a merino ram's head, respecting each other proper. The dexter base charged with a garb also, or and the sinister base on a mount a pile of quartz, issuant therefrom a gold pyramid in front of the mount, a spade surmounted by a pick, saltire wise, all proper. And for the crest on a wreath of the colours, a mount thereon, a Maltese cross, azure surmounted with a royal crown between two sugar canes, all proper. And for the supporters, on the dexter side a red deer, and on the sinister side a brolga, wings elevated and adorned both proper. Below a scroll, this motto, Udux at Fidelis. Part 2, pictorial description. Schedule 2, badge of the state. Part 1, heraldic description. On a randall argent, a Maltese cross, azure surmounted with a royal crown. Part 2, pictorial description. And so that's what they created and copied it at the state of Queensland. Same with the last one.
It's all copyright. It's all done to there, bring it down.
That way?
Yeah. This seal that you're showing here, the pictorial description, that's on the top of the act, as well as in the act.
Right.
They've got it in the, they've been using it since 1991.
Yep.
And they've just slowly sort of opened it up and brought it so you can see what it is. And it's just a damn con job, because in 1991, when they first brought it in on Act 90,
yeah,
they turn around and you can't recognise what the hell it is.
Yeah.
And when they took ownership of all the land in Queensland, it was even looking worse.
Yeah.
And all they've done is just slowly made it more visual
for themselves take over.
It's a copyright of a public functionary seal,
which is a crime,
which is a total crime.
Yeah.
But the thing is, a public functionary seal is only used by a government. If it was for ours, it would be government of Queensland.
Yep.
Or the health department, education department, those sort of things.
Yep.
It is not used for law, and it cannot be used by a governor representing the crown to enact a bill from parliament to give it royal assent and create an act out of that bill.
Right.
So this is the whole thing is, you've got to understand what the system is. They have just wiped the whole system, and now this sits on the judges' commissions, the governor general's commission, the courts,
on everything.
The police, the whole damn lot.
Yeah.
And when I was in court with Colette, she showed them the seal, and they said, "Oh, that picture at the top." They were just as dumb as dog shit.
Unreal. Unreal.
And see what we end up with here. From that there to this
from
here.
From that to there, yeah.
That's their parliament.
So, we are not between the fraudulent company seal and the copyright. All the political parties have done is create a fraudulent lookalike seal of our Queensland's public functionary seal for subordinate legislation and change the imperial crown to a royal crown that has no crown authority. Therefore, removes our Queensland's link to the British Empire, which equals treason. Right, crime for purporting these to be a crown seal. Criminal Code Act of 1899 with the real royal seal with the lion and the unicorn. Being enacted by the Queen's...
But this enacting matter and form before, remember we looked at it and they just had Queensland...
Government.
And enact whatever it was, yep. Yeah. This is a proper enacting matter and form of Crown authority.
Yep. So, be it enacted by the Queen's Most Excellent Majesty, by and with the advice and consent of the Legislative Assembly of Queensland, in Parliament assembled, and by the authority of the same, as follows. Punishment in special cases, public seals, etc. 1. If the thing forged, A, purports to be, or is intended by the offender to be understood to be or to be used as the Great Seal of the United Kingdom or of Queensland or Her Majesty's Privy Seal or any Privy Signet of Her Majesty, Her Majesty's Royal Sign Manual or the Seal of the Governor or any public seal lawfully appointed to be used for authenticating an act of state in any part of Her Majesty's dominions, or B, is a document having on it or affixed to it any such seal, signet, or sign manual, or anything which purports to be or is intended by the offender to be understood to be any such seal, signet, or sign manual. The offender is liable to imprisonment with hard labour for life. So, by these treasonous parliament, government, courts and lawyers, we went from this Parliament of Queensland, by the people, for the people, with this traitor standing in front of its own flag that they created, to this Queensland Parliament. It's all treason. We got these six sitting here, all these sitting in treason with no crown authority. The above six so-called Queensland governors all sold their souls to the treasonous political parties, all appointed by public seal of the state. The state has taken ownership of the crown. Therefore, all six governors sit in treason. These treasonous governors have no crown and constitutional authority, therefore can't give royal assent to any act. All states are the same. That's why every state parliament tells us all acts from 1986 forward are only purported acts with purported enactments. Walter Campbell was the so-called governor of Queensland that sold his soul to the treasonous political parties and enacted their Australia Acts Request Act 1985 number 69 and purportedly gave it royal assent. So what do you gain by selling your soul? So, we the people of our Queensland, as established under our primary law, Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1901, as proclaimed and gazetted as an original state, political party treasonous courts will not recognise our lawful crown deeds of grant.
This deeds of grant here, I've made it so we can read it, because it's very hard to read the actual writing when you have it on the deed of grant. So I've just blown it up and made it a bit bigger so and it's covering a few more lines. But this is what was basically handed up in court. But David Walters handed this up in court, and the judge said, don't hand that up to me in this court. I cannot look at it. That just shows you how treasonous our courts are.
So it reads, Elizabeth II, by the grace of God of the United Kingdom, Australia, and her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith, to all to inform these presents shall come, greeting.
As a bit of a side issue here, where it says here, Elizabeth II, by the grace of God of the United Kingdom, and then they use the word Australia there. That is our Australia. But in the Royal Styles and Titles Act in 1953, they inserted this system so the deeds of grant could be recognised as, like, if this deed of grant came out of New Zealand, it would have United Kingdom, New Zealand and her other realms and territories, or of Canada, and that was only to be used for that system. Some people think that this is the start of the Queen of Australia. It's got nothing to do with the political parties in 1973 creation of the Queen of Australia.
So, deeds of grant can only be signed off by the state governor representing the Queen. All governors above sit in treason. Treason from within, Queen of Australia. We got that trollop again, standing behind her flag, or in front of her flag, with the treasonous seal. Another seal here, Queen of Australia, and their Supreme Court of Queensland. Then, the above six so-called Queensland governors all sold their souls to the treasonous political parties, all appointed by public seal of the state. The state has taken ownership of the crown. Therefore, all six governors sit in treason. These treasonous governors have no crown and constitutional authority, therefore can't give royal assent to any act. All states are the same. That's why every state parliament tells us all acts from 1986 forward are only purported acts with purported enactments. Walter Campbell was the so-called governor of Queensland that sold his soul to the treasonous political parties and enacted their Australia Acts Request Act 1985 number 69 and purportedly gave it royal assent. Treasonous political party Queensland as a sovereign, independent and federal nation in a geographical sense, writing on paper. What do you gain by selling your soul? And here's that part again of 58, part 5, powers of the parliament, that's still there but they don't bring forward, they don't consolidate.
No, it's just, all they've done there is changed our Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act by not recognising it or not consolidating it forward. It's still sitting there, but they're under the Queen of Australia. They're not accountable for what they do. This whole system is where they can do what they want when they want. It's like Albanese Sleazy in The Voice. That was just total crap. They were going to change our constitution. What constitution? No, they're not even under our Commonwealth Australia Constitution Act 1901. It's proclaimed and gazetted. They're a political party. Wake up.
The Constitution Commission 1988 proposed alteration to the constitution. You need a referendum for the Queen of Australia. All the above are thrown under the bus. Come on, people.